The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
For you, if you'd like to join us, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. Skype username tonight is LRN.FM. Lots of talk about Venezuela and shocking video from We Are Change. We've been playing some of the audio here tonight. Luke Gradowski from We Are Change and Jeff Berwick of Anarchast went down to Caracas and just experienced the socialism for themselves. And it was seemed to be like a harrowing kind of experience. No guns allowed. Crime everywhere.
I can't call it a shocking video. This is what we all predicted 5-10 years ago.
Well, yeah, but it's something to see it. You know, it's one thing to read about it. It's another thing to actually see the poverty on camera, too.
It's certainly a moving video.
To hear, you know, these guys explaining how surprised even they were. Jeff Berwick saying that he's been all over the world to various different places, and he's never seen anything this bad as what he saw in Venezuela. So we'll continue.
I wonder
with that.
If he's been to India, because the things that I've heard about, like Bangladesh in the 70s and 80s, were pretty horrific.
Yeah, but I don't know if he's comparing
Venezuela might be worse. I don't know.
I claim no knowledge whatsoever.
Of course, India was socialist then, too, so it's just another point of proof.
Well, and Berwick's a fairly young guy, so I don't think he would have been to India in the 1970s or the
1980s. Probably not. Yeah, maybe 40.
Oh, he's 42. Okay, yeah.
I'm just guessing at his age. Honestly, don't know. Let's go back to your calls, though. First and foremost, we'll talk to Darius. Oh, he just hung up. Sorry about that, Darius. Let's go to Alex in Tallahassee. Alex, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich Paul, and Daryl W. Perry.
Hey, it's great to be here.
Hi, Alex.
So, yeah, the thing everybody talks about with socialism is the socialist calculation problem.
The socialist what? Calculation?
Calculation problem.
Okay. What is that?
Socialist countries can't. Well, socialist countries can't calculate prices because everything's an internal transfer. So, if you're going to transfer, so let's say you want to produce, you're in a socialist country, you want to produce toilet paper. You have the state basically, well, it produces the paper, and so it gives the paper to the, and at the end of it, you can't accurately charge prices. You can't calculate the prices correctly.
Right. You saw this in communist in the Soviet Union, right? Where they actually looked at the Sears catalog from America to try to figure out what to price things.
And of course, all the answers they got from that were wrong because it showed the appropriate prices for America, not for the Soviet Union.
Yeah, it's like Poland built tractors that were garbage. They put all their production into producing tractors that didn't have interchangeable parts, and their economy failed. Like the central planners have a lack of knowledge. No man can centrally plan the economy. Now, the thing that a lot of economists don't... Yeah, but the thing a lot of economists don't look at is sort of the social aspect of time preference. So, socialism and welfare, pretty much the state in general, when it's giving out free things, is creating an environment in which there's no risk of scarce resources at sea. Right? So, everybody basically... They're not paying attention to how expensive things are. They're just getting their ration, and they're not thinking long term by planning. Mm-hmm. So they all become high time preference, right? They want it now. They don't want to save. It's okay.
If it costs nothing, then of course people are going to line up around the block for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so like as soon as that cuts out, as soon as the supply chains are disrupted. Right. Everybody is not used to saving. They're not used to taking things in their own hands. So, of course, they lash out in violent ways or, you know, other ways, and it just descends into chaos. So you have both the lack of ability to calculate prices, and it inevitably creates very in the moment type of a culture.
And the inability to calculate prices, it sounds, I mean, a socialist might say, well, we're not really planning on having money, so prices don't matter. But when we say inability to calculate prices, we're talking about the inability to compare the value of products to consumers. So if you can't calculate products, you don't know, or calculate prices, you don't know what the consumers want and how much they want it. Without knowing those two things, trying to write even a benevolent computer program to do, like the Venus Project wants to do, to calculate this is what we should produce and this is the amount of it that we should produce, is impossible. You will at best
trying to do is they want the supply side to dictate the demand side, when it really should be the demand that dictates the supply.
Exactly. In a capitalist society, the consumer is in control. And that's not to say that it's necessarily a consumerist society, because the way to do best is in a capitalist society is to consume very little, not to consume a great deal. But the power is always in the hands of the buyer.
But in a debt-based society, which we have here, that kind of reverses what you're saying, whereas normally it would be a good thing to save. In the United States, for instance, where the currency is based in debt, there's an incentive to go ahead and spend, because if the government's going to inflate the money supply, then the savings, the people who are saving, get punished.
Not just that, but if you look at the way the government inflates the money supply, they do it by pushing artificially low interest rates. So that encourages people to do two things: borrow more and save less.
And now they're talking about possibly going negative interest rates.
And some places have done negative interest rates, including Japan.
Right. And so then when you take hyperinflation, which you have happening in Venezuela, then look what, I mean, nobody has any incentive to save in a situation like that. They want to spend that as soon as it hits their hands.
Oh, yeah. Another time this happened was Weimar Republic, Germany, just before Hitler took power. And hyperinflation in the Weimar Republic was a big reason that Hitler came to power, because it was such a horrific experience for the people who lived it. But guys' wives would go down to the guys were getting paid every day at noon, and their wives, because their pay was changing every day, or they just stopped coming, and their wives would come at noon to get the money through the factory fence so they could get to the grocery store before the prices rose.
Incredible.
And then I
so
remember,
it's a very good illustration of how it's the first person to get the money who benefits. Even if you get the money at the same time, you have to run to the store and spend it before the other guy spends his. So it devolves into what von Mises called a race to value.
And Ian, you've got something on the wall here in the LRN studio, $100 trillion dollar bill from Zimbabwe.
I have the 100 trillion, or is it 10 trillion or 100 trillion?
That might be the $10 trillion. But they didn't have a $100 trillion.
Yeah, I've got the $1 bill and the $10 trillion bill. One of our listeners sent a bunch of them to us.
And that was all printed by the guy with the crazy name. It was like Dr. Gonzo was the head of their Federal Reserve. He had a hilarious name.
But there would be people with literally wheelbarrows of money that they would go into the grocery store, and the prices were changing while they were in the grocery store. So what they bought when they got to the checkout was less than what they could have bought when they walked in the store.
You know, you can't get the whole loaf. You need to give us half the loaf back. Go ahead, Alex. I know you've been trying to get some thoughts in there.
Okay, so this really sums up my main opposition to the state, right? Is that the state is not a profit-making institution. It's not self-interested, so it doesn't worry about prices, and it just monopolizes and constricts markets.
Self-interested. They want to aggregate more power and more money to the state. It's just not interested in the same way, because they can use violence. You know, they have a monopoly on violence, and so of course they're interested in aggregating more power.
Well, generally, the people operating within the state are driven by their own incentives and interests, but the state doesn't have any actual interests.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, the giant conglomerate, the state, right? I mean, of course, we have to generalize and group those people together. But, you know, individuals might have are, of course, going to have their own self-interest, right?
Well, obviously the state doesn't have its own thoughts. It's just an idea. But when you look at the state over time, it certainly grows. And so you could say that it does have, if it had some sort of consciousness, that it is interested in aggregating more power to itself. That certainly seems to be true about states over time. Thanks, Alex. Great call. Great thoughts here tonight. Really a smart call. 855-453. 855-450-3733. We got more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters. For the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and we invite you to join us here on the radio waves. The toll free number allows you to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight, it's Ian here.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
Rich is here courtesy of the Church of the Invisible Hand. Rich, what is that? What is the Church of the
Invisible Hand? The Church of the Invisible Hand is a church based on peace, love, harmony, and balance. Lots and uncertainty, actually. I lost two principles. We believe that
Invisible.
Our deity, the invisible hand, is the honey badger of deities, and honey badger don't care. So therefore, if you want help with your problems, you're going to have to find it yourself, or we should help each other.
Where does one go to learn more about the church?
You can go to invisiblehand.church, or you can go to Facebook and search for Church of the Invisible Hand.
Excellent. We'll go to your calls and thoughts here. First up, Brian is in Los Angeles. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Ian. How you doing? Hey, I'm calling about your podcast yesterday when you were talking about Dennis Hastert.
Dennis Hastert, who, for listeners that don't know, has been accused of allegedly molesting some teenagers as he was their wrestling coach and a teacher in, I think it was 1965 through the early 80s. And then, of course, later he became a politician and ultimately the Speaker of the House on the Bush administration. Ended up getting caught for this because he was taking withdrawals, $9,000 withdrawals from his bank account. Right, which if you go below $10,000 on purpose to avoid the $10,000 cash transaction report, that's called structuring, and that is a criminal act, which, interestingly enough, Dennis Hastert was in favor of when he helped pass the Patriot Act, so he was strung up by his own law that he helped to put forth.
He was also
if he voted for the Patriot Act, I say hang him high and set him on fire.
He was also one of the people that was very influential in the let's impeach Bill Clinton thing back in the 90s because Clinton may or may not have had sexual relations with that woman.
Yeah. So go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, so what bothers me about Dennis Hastert is not all the structuring or even the I find it a little bit disturbing about the lounge chairs looking at the showers, but how does a congressman who makes, you know, $160,000 to $180,000 a year have the ability to pay $3.4 million out in a bribe?
Well, that's a darn good question. I don't have an answer for you.
Yeah,
bribes in, bribes out.
And he probably has a fairly high speaking fee. And most politicians wind up getting invited to go speak in
speaking circuits.
Places.
Right.
Because, this guy's a former congressman. Let's have him speak at our thing.
I think that's probably true, but I think what Rich said is probably more so the case where he was taking money from special interest groups, right, to, you know, do them favors.
I just find it astounding that you can be, I know there's a lot of millionaires in there, but he came from a school teacher salary in about 20 years, became a multimillionaire by working as a politician.
Yeah, good observation. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, I was. There's another Brian that calls from L.A. I like his calls, but he's also the most frustrating. I'd love to hear his solutions as opposed to keep on poking holes in yours. So that's just a side note.
Well, his solution is you put him in charge. I mean, you're talking about Brian from California who calls on Skype and loves to attack the non-aggression principle. There was a show, I think it was a Friday night, not last week, but the week prior to that, where he revealed that he believes that he needs to promulgate his meta-self or some sort of crazy nonsense like that.
Propagate his meta-self.
Something like
what
that.
What kind of talk is that?
I don't know. Okay. I couldn't figure it out.
None of those words even made sense to me other than the self part.
It was indecipherable.
Well, without meta, it would mean that he wanted to have children. If he just wanted to propagate himself, but I don't know what a medicine is.
I don't either. So, yeah, you should go listen to that show if you want to know more about him. Thanks, Brian, for the call tonight. Let's go to TJ. He's on the line calling from above the LRN.FM studios. Go ahead.
Yes, I wanted to let you know about another hyperinflation that happened in Brazil.
Sir, you are a liar. You're not above the LRN studios. I can hear you in the kitchen.
Well, I was cooking, so I was telling the truth, and the board operator got me. Anyway, in the mid-90s, there was actually the Cruzeiro was the currency for Brazil, and thanks to government social spending, they actually had a period of hyperinflation where prices were going up 100% per day. So when people think hyperinflation, that generally means like 1,000% per year. or 1,000% per month. It's a very, very fast rate. And they actually had a nice little story about how they go around with their price gun and have to relabel the prices every hour. And so they actually had to invent a new currency called a unit of real value, or the real. And so that's the new currency system. But I actually thought this is important for U.S. Producers and U.S. Businesses. We need to get ahead of the curve and prepare for hyperinflation now. So I recommend digital signage where you have the exponent. So instead of being $300, it would just be 3 × 10^2. And that way, when hyperinflation hits, you can just adjust the exponent and you can have like your $10,000 value menu, or like, welcome to McDonald's. Would you like anything off our $10 to $6 value menu? And that would be something that we should all be doing now to prepare for the coming hyperinflation that's, you know, bound to happen.
Somehow I suspect that the average customer wouldn't be able to handle that.
Yeah, I've actually got a better suggestion, which is fix exactly one price, and that's the price of gold, and refrain from printing money if the price of gold goes too high, and print money if the price of gold goes too low, and then
you won't get to choose whether or not they refrain to print. I mean, what TJ is suggesting could be done individually by businesses, but something else you could do.
I see what he's saying.
Yeah, so something else you could do to prepare for hyperinflation would be to diversify, get out of the U.S. government's dollar, get into Bitcoin, get into gold, get into silver. You know, something that's an alternative, something that could hold its value better, and likely will hold its value better under hyperinflation.
Can they hear us in Venezuela?
They could, yeah, because they do have internet. There.
Google Bitcoin. Please, Google Bitcoin.
They're actually outlawing Bitcoin. They've said it's being used by terrorists, so they've actually outlawed Bitcoin in Venezuela. You'll be arrested if you get caught with it.
Yeah, and then I think it's Ecuador that is rolling out their own state-run cryptocurrency and outlawing all other cryptocurrencies but the state-run one.
Yeah, I did have a story about Venezuela attacking Bitcoin, and we just never got to it. Thanks, TJ, for your call tonight. Let's go to the very first ever Muslim candidate for vice president in the history of the United States. I was hoping to get you on to talk about it when Daryl made his historic announcement the other night. Will Coley, you're on the line with us now from your home in Tennessee via Skype. Congratulations, and right on, man. Welcome.
Appreciate that, Ian. It's good to be with you guys again. Yeah, I was working on that night, you know, unlike my competitors, I still have a real job and have to continue to work that job to pay my bills. So we weren't able to get with you guys last week, but it has definitely been a roller coaster ride since that point. We've gotten some coverage from some pretty nice publications. We've gotten some endorsements from some pretty big names. And as of today...
Hold that thought. I want to hear more, but stand by, Will. We'll bring you back. Will Coley, he's your running mate now. Daryl W. Perry, you're running for president. You're looking for the nomination from the Libertarian Party. Their convention's coming up in May, toward the end of the month. And we'll talk more with Will and get your thoughts as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
When Dr. Lane Sebring appeared on Fox News and claimed that he could give seniors a second shot at youth, viewers were highly skeptical. But then they saw the proof. Despite being 61 years old, Dr. Sebring is still competing in martial arts competitions against guys half his age and winning. But what's even more remarkable are his lab tests that back it all up. His blood pressure checks in at a healthy 110 over 78, and his blood sugar never jumps above 70. So what's his secret? Sebring has been using a powerful green drink that he personally formulated formulated called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens was originally created to help older guys in the military who are dealing with achy joints and stiff muscles. And for a limited time, Dr. Sebring is letting you try the drink absolutely free. All he asks is that you chip in a few bucks to help cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. Greens75.com. Greens75.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I was already a supporter of the Daryl W. Perry for President campaign, and I got to say that you made an announcement. I think it was it last week?
Last week, Wednesday.
Made an announcement that you said was going to be historic, and I thought, all right, what's that going to mean? That's a pretty big claim, a historic announcement. Turns out, it's a pretty historic announcement. You announced that you have a running mate, Daryl W. Perry, your yes. website, darylwperry.com. You have announced that Will Coley is, who listeners of this show who've been listening for, you know, more than a few months are well familiar with as sort of the key Muslim voice on the air here at Free Talk Live. He's a longtime Muslim. He converted to a Muslim, so he's known as America's favorite redneck Muslim. He looks like a redneck, but is a Muslim, and he's also a redneck, and so it's always great to have him on because he's got the expertise that none of us on the show do about all things Islamic, and so when people call in with misinformation and lies about Islam, it's always great to have Will call in to kind of represent, and so I think he's going to represent your campaign well, Daryl, and you guys are teaming up to try to go for the nomination from the Libertarian Party, and it's historic because, for those that weren't tuned in the last segment, that Will is the very first ever Muslim candidate for vice president in the entire American political history.
Yes.
So kudos to you guys for this. And it was my understanding, Will, that you actually approached Daryl about this idea.
Well, I had this brilliant idea that we could really assert to the public. I saw this story about Harry Reid, where the head of the Democrats, Mr. Harry Reid, had been approached by another Muslim like myself and asked if he could run for a local office. And Harry Reid's response to him was, no, you cannot. You have a funny-sounding name. You have brown skin. Your wife wears a scarf. You can't win, so we will not allow you to run. And that has actually been something that has happened within the Democrat Party a number of election years. And we really wanted to demonstrate that the Libertarian Party is different, that people who, Muslims, blacks, Mexicans, immigrants, gays, transgender, you know, any group that feels they want to have a voice at the table and they have the principles, that's all that matters to the Libertarians, is that you have the principles. All the other stuff is just window dressing. And a lot of people in this country just don't realize that, do not know that, do not know that the first gay and first woman to ever receive an electoral college were running together in the 1970s on the Libertarian ticket. Mm. And we wanted to make sure that we asserted that point very strongly in a very big way that got a lot of people's attention. And it really did work. I found out today, kind of by accident, by my phone ringing constantly with random phone numbers from states that I didn't recognize the area code, that we made the cover today of the oldest, largest Muslim publication in the United States. It's called the Muslim Link. It's a newspaper that's been printed in the Delaware area for about 25 to 30 years, and it ships copies to mosques, about 400 mosques across the United States.
You guys are on the cover.
On the cover, along with my personal home cell phone number. They put part of the press release in the story, and Daryl, you may be getting some random phone calls from people you don't know, too, as well.
Okay, now, did they dox you, or were they praising you? I'm not sure how to take that if they put out your phone number.
His phone number was in the press release.
Yeah.
You put your personal phone number in a press release? Okay.
Yeah. Well, how was the coverage, though? I think it's a good question.
Yeah, how was the coverage? Did they like you?
Great.
Groovy.
The coverage is great. What we have is we have Muslims saying, now I have an option. I feel I have an option for someone I can vote for that has the same fiscal principles as I do and the same principles for peace and the same ideas on foreign policy that I do.
Well, because there's been a lot of frustration within, at least from what I've heard from you, that Muslims have been supporting, in many cases, Democrats that have continued wars on countries that have Muslims in them. So by no means are these Democrats any friend of people who are Islamic.
Yeah, exactly. And now I know personally that from my own visual, from my own hearing from people, that at least a dozen, maybe two, Muslims have signed up to join the Libertarian Party as official members of the party over the course of the last 6 days.
Now, and that's technical question, Daryl, what are the rules when it comes to going to the Libertarian Party convention? Do you have to be a party member for like a year or something like that? Or can a bunch of newbies come in there and go and vote for you?
There's no duration requirement from the national party. Now, each state will have different requirements on what's required to be a delegate from the state. But those are rules set up by each of the 51 different affiliates because there's 50 states plus D.C.
When is the New Hampshire convention?
It already happened. That happened 2.5 months ago.
Who won?
Who won what?
Or do they not do state-level selection of candidates?
So there were three. New Hampshire has 10 delegate slots. We filled three of those positions.
These are people who will go to the national convention.
These are people that will go to the national convention.
There was a straw poll, wasn't there?
There was a straw poll to bind a single delegate from the delegation. And Gary Johnson won that with, I think, 7 votes. None of the above had either 5 or 6. I had 4 votes. And it was used approval voting, so you could write as many names on the ballot as you liked.
So, Will, it sounds like the response has been very good so far. I think it's, of course, a great campaign strategy to actually have a Muslim running as a libertarian. It's going to help spread the ideas of liberty within the Muslim community, which, you know, it's always good to spread those ideas anywhere, but there hasn't been very much of that, right?
Well, actually, we've found that since this announcement, that effort, you know, that effort, we've been trying to spread this message in the Muslim community for the last 6 years. And it's been like there's been this invisible glass wall or ceiling, so to speak, that's kept us from being able to get a good amount of reach. And what this did was it smashed that glass ceiling all to pieces. Organizations that had had an antagonistic relationship with me personally because of the fact I work with libertarians are now calling me, expressing their support, wanting to get involved, wanting to know what they can do to help the campaign, what can they do to be involved in the Libertarian Party. We had this week, this is my favorite, this week I had a Jewish guy who was working on Donald Trump's campaign and a Muslim guy who was working on Bernie Sanders' campaign. And both of them defected from the campaigns they were working on to focus their efforts on my campaign.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Congratulations.
So if you want to talk about bringing people together, having the appeal to bring people from multiple areas from across the aisles, that is what our candidacy is now.
Now, obviously, Daryl's got a website. Do you have a website, Will, for your candidacy?
Yes, we do. It's Coley for LPVP.
And that's the number four.
Yeah, Coley, the number four, LPVP.com. We've also got a Facebook page and a Twitter account. We are planning a rally here in Knoxville. We're calling it...
He just disconnected. It sounded like the connection was going kind of bad there in a moment. Sounds like there's a rally coming up. Sounds exciting. I got to say, I'm really... Yeah, I'm even more energized about the campaign now. I think this is a great move. But one of the most important things to point out here is that even if, Daryl, you don't make it, and let's say they nominate somebody like Gary Johnson, which would be a huge mistake in my
opinion. Will is still seeking the Libertarian Party vice presidential nomination.
Correct. So even though you've sort of named him as your official vice presidential candidate, that doesn't mean the two of you are tied together in
Correct.
The vote.
We're running separate campaigns. We're just working together.
So I'm wondering if Rich Paul will endorse Will Coley for VP. We'll find out. Come on. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to FastWealthFast.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to FastWealthFast.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you if you want to join us right now. Our number is 855-450-FREE. With you in studio, you've got Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Daryl.
We just got off the phone with Will Coley, the new vice presidential candidate with the Libertarian Party. He's seeking the nomination, as you, Daryl W. Perry, are seeking the presidential nomination.
Yes.
The two of you have joined forces. You have officially sort of named him as your running mate. But
yes.
Even if... The convention comes May, the end of May, it's Memorial Day weekend.
26th through the 30th.
In Florida, in Orlando.
Orlando.
If you don't make it, and I hope you do, but if you don't make it, because you are the principled voice of liberty amongst the libertarian presidential candidates. The rest of them are more of a watered down, less principled voice that are sort of trying to pander to the masses in hopes of getting more votes, which is your strategy, Rich. You support Gary Johnson, I believe. But I don't want to put words in your mouth. Is it Johnson or McAfee?
I haven't completely endorsed Johnson. I like Johnson.
You watched the debate recently.
I like McAfee. I did watch the last week debate. I haven't watched this week's debate yet.
You mean the John Stossel? Did you watch both parts of the John Stossel? Cause there's two
no,
parts.
I watched the first part, first but part. Not the second part.
So, I mean, has that changed your mind on McAfee versus Johnson versus?
Well, it alleviated some of my concerns about McAfee. McAfee was kind of an unknown quantity.
I heard he had the best libertarian answers of the three in the
debate. Except for the thing about wanting a cyber war with Russia and China.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I mean... I'd like to know more about what he meant by that. If what he meant is that better defenses are needed, then I think he's right.
Okay.
If what he meant is that we should start hacking into Chinese and Russian computers, then I think he was out of his mind.
Now, one of the funniest things that I saw was a picture of Johnson, Peterson, and McAfee standing behind their podiums, and it had phrases that each one of them had said, where Gary Johnson said, you know, like, Jews should have to bake cakes for Nazis, and McAfee something about the, you know, we need a cyber war against China and Russia, and Peterson had something, and then the little bubble from Stossel is, You guys do know this is the libertarian debate, right?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, Rich, you and I have gotten into a heated discussion on more than one occasion here on Free Talk Live about who should be the nominee for the libertarian presidential candidacy. And you've sort of, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but you've been more of like the idea of, well, let's appeal to more people with a more, you know, less principled message.
Yeah,
and I say we need a principled message.
Yeah, I've been leaning toward more let's attack some of the most egregious things that that government is doing, and let's try to carve, really stake out positions in those things like legalization of marijuana, where the people are with us. Foreign policy, I think a lot of the people are with us. And I would like to stake out some simple positions like that, and rather than looking at it as the platform of the campaign should be, this is what our utopia would look like, have the policy of the campaign be, this is what we think we can accomplish in 4 years, because I think that'll be a lot less scary to people. I think it will, everything that a less extreme candidate wants to do is going to be included in what an anarchist wants to do, or nearly always, with the exception of, you know, cyber war with China and banning burqas.
Now that you know that Will Coley, who is a principled, liberty-minded guy, no doubt about it, like he's in my mind, he's a pretty credible libertarian.
Yeah.
Now that you know Will is running as the vice presidential or for the vice presidential nomination, and that the candidates aren't tied together, so Gary Johnson can, you know, sort of announce whoever he wants, and I think he already has.
Not yet this term.
No, okay. Well, anyway,
McAfee has announced his selection.
Okay, that's who it
really?
Was.
Who did he announce?
Judd Weiss.
I don't even know
the
who
photographer?
That is.
Yes, the photographer.
Oh, cool. Yeah, it's the guy who goes to all the Liberty events and takes really nice pictures of people, black and white.
Oh, wow.
Anyway.
Former Playboy photographer, I believe.
So now that you know that there's a real principled libertarian who's running, would you consider giving Will Coley your endorsement for the VP nod?
I would definitely endorse. I don't know who I'm comparing him to. I don't know who the other vice presidential candidates are, but I can.
All the more reason to endorse.
But
Will.
I can say that I would endorse. I won't say he's the best candidate out there because I don't know who the others are, but I would definitely support him, and I think he would be a great asset to the ticket, and he might even balance out some of the, if it ended up being him and Johnson, it might well balance out some of the concerns about Johnson and
about Johnson
and
specifically being a little sounding and perhaps Islamophobic in
yeah.
some of his statements.
Yeah.
Pandering maybe a little bit to the Islamophobes out there. Let's go to Killabee listening in Planet Earth. You're on Free Talk Live. Killabee.
Hey guys, how's it going? I'm a long time listener, first time caller.
Welcome.
I appreciate everything you guys do. I have a question though, because you guys talk a lot about like age of consent, and then a while ago you were talking about animal rights. I was wondering if animals could consent to a sexual relation.
I don't think that an animal can consent because you can't, you cannot communicate with it. However, I think, Rich, you would point out that animals
are
property.
Well, have you ever given your dog a bath?
I definitely have.
Could you tell whether that dog was consenting to that bath?
It probably was not, but my point was that since animals are generally considered property, you should be able to, you know, people should be able to do what they want with them, but if you are abusing your animal, then you shouldn't be surprised when someone kidnaps your animal or dognaps your animal or whatever and takes it and relinquishes you of your control of that animal.
Huh. That's actually not what I was expecting from you guys.
Yeah. What were you expecting?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to have sex with an animal, first of all. But, like, I've
Me
been
neither.
Kind of fun. Like, my friend had had a cat that's in heat, which is kind of what made me start thinking about it. And then the cat was all, like, rubbing up on me and everything. And I was like, get away from me. But
you were
know.
Actually in jail, Rich, with a dog effer. Were you not when you were in jail recently?
I was. And
what did you think about that guy?
I thought he was really creepy for a number of reasons. But, you know, I can't say. I mean, a dog is not a child. I mean, you could legally cook your dog and eat it for dinner if you wanted to. I'm not saying that's a good or a moral thing to do. But, you know, then again, in China, they eat dogs all the time
some
and
parts
think
of
nothing
China.
Of it. So,
not most of
you know, and the dog doesn't have to consent to that.
Yeah, that's true. And I understand that's disturbing for people, eating mm-hmm. the idea of eating dogs, but I agree with you that people should be able to make those choices for their animals because people eat pigs and slaughter them, and they're very, very intelligent. Yeah. You know, you could argue that a pig is more intelligent in some ways than dogs.
Yeah, I would certainly eat a dog before I starved.
Yeah. Daryl, your thoughts as the president, Libertarian Party presidential nominee on this issue?
Candidate for the
candidate,
nomination.
Candidate, not nominee yet. Yeah. I tend to, when it comes to sexual relations, I tend to look at things more from an affirmative consent viewpoint, and animals cannot affirm consent.
Right.
So just because somebody doesn't verbalize no doesn't mean that it's not rape, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
So, you know, if you can't affirm consent, then you can't consent, and I don't think animals can affirm consent.
But is it a crime?
Well, that depends on the statutes in the different states.
I'm asking you.
No, you asked, is it a crime?
Should it
not
be a crime?
Should it be?
Should it be a crime?
Should it be? I don't know. I think that's more a case of where vigilante justice might be something that...
Like I say, if there's somebody beating their dog in their backyard or whatever, I think that you won't... It's not wrong for someone to go and take that dog from that person. Now, you have to be on full liability for it, so, you know, that person might... You know, you might have to end up paying something to kidnap the dog from that person, maybe, if a court were to hold...
Let me put it this way. If I were on a jury...
Yeah.
And somebody was charged with having kidnapped a dog because the next door neighbor was molesting the dog, I would not find them guilty for kidnapping the dog.
I don't think many people would. Killer B, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. You know, these are some of the issues that a lot of people don't want to hear even talked about.
Right.
But I think that it's important to talk about this.
Yeah, and regarding the age of consent, which he said is what brought up the entire thing,
yeah.
I think that until you have reached puberty, you are not able to consent. So any sex with a child is, in fact, rape.
And DarylWPerry.com is his website. We will be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. And don't forget Rich's website, invisiblehand.church. See you tomorrow. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements. And we have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will, or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.